Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to episode 176. It's Bobby and Eddie. This is how famous stars or bands got their names.
Okay.
By the way, check out Eddie's podcast, The Sore Losers. It's kind of like a dude show, a sports show. Yeah, you obviously listen to podcasts, so that'd be a new one for you to check out, The Sore Losers. But this one is not. I have a list of stories behind famous stage names and band names, which I thought was pretty cool.
So these can be like individual people, like Sting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is he in there?
We'll get to it.
Okay.
Right. Some of it's not even music people. For example, like Brie Larson.
Her name's not Brie?
Well, it's Brie. I'll tell you.
Okay. I'm interested now.
I'll start with this one because the Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots, which is Eddie and my band, the name was never Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. It was always just the Raging Idiots. But first of all, the Raging Idiots was my fake band name that I used when I was a teenager, and I would go do bad stand-up comedy. And I would say, like, all right, the Raging Idiots are going to play tonight when I'm done, and they would never show up. And so I would just pull out a guitar and play a couple songs.
Yeah.
That was always the running gag. And then when Raging Idiots started playing shows, Eddie and myself, I would always open by doing stand-up, so the marquee would always say Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. And that's – Eddie's now all the Raging Idiots, oddly.
It was almost because wherever we would go, they would want to associate – your name to it, because if we just did the Raging Idiots, I don't think a lot of people would just put, oh, Bobby's part of this band. So they're just like, let's make it obvious that Bobby is here.
Well, I wanted to be like Jacob Dylan, make it on my own.
Oh, yeah. Get away from Bob a little bit.
Jacob Dylan's the lead singer of the Wallflowers, and forever he wouldn't say he was Bob Dylan's son. He wanted to make it on his own.
I think the better comparison is like Tenacious D and Jack Black, Black and Tenacious D.
No, Jacob Dylan.
Jacob Dylan.
I'm trying to be Jacob Dylan.
But it helps, too. Now people just see the marquee and they're like, Bobby Bones is coming? All right.
But do they say that?
I think so.
Here's this one. This is Travis Scott.
Don't you open up that window. Don't you let
Travis Scott said his name is from his Uncle Travis and Kid Cudi, whose real name is Scott. So
is he friends with Kid Cudi?
Well, his Uncle Travis and Kid Cudi. So his real name is Scott Miscudi. And
yeah.
So now he's
Travis Scott.
Yeah. I mean, Travis Scott's just a normal dude name.
I'm always a suspect with like the last names that sound like a first name. It's like that's not really their last name.
There's a lot of Scott. Michael Scott.
Yeah, is that his real? He's like, actually, that's next in the list.
No, Michael Scott's from
The Office.
The Office, yeah. Post Malone. What do you think about Post Malone? Do you know this one?
Nope. It always reminds me of Karl Malone.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Remind me, I used to put in posts, like at Post Diggers.
What do you mean?
We put in posts.
Oh, when you're making a post, like a fence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. Post Malone said his 14 needed an alias. So, quote, I ran Austin Post, his real name, through a random rap generator. He just did the website where it's rap generator.
No way.
And got Post Malone.
That's interesting.
So he went with a rap generator. That's funny. That's
I actually like that.
Cardi B.
Ooh. What's her... Is B part of her real name? I don't
dance now. She was born Belcalis Marlenus Almarnazar.
That's it. So that's... What was the first name?
Belcalis.
Belcalis. That's the B.
She said, my sister's name is Hennessy. So everybody used to call me Bacardi.
Uh-huh, which is so another alcoholic drink.
Yeah, since her sister was named Hennessy, she was Cardi. So Cardi B. And she also says the B stands for not just my first name, but beautiful or bully, depending on how she's feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance. I make money move. If I see you now, speak.
Cardi B and Nicki Minaj are so similar to me.
Yeah.
Sounding. I do the Peloton, I ride, and I do the hip-hop class. And I guess I just know their songs for the most part, but they're very similar.
They are very similar.
And super witty in their rhymes.
Yes. But who was first?
Oh, Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj, right? By a couple years?
Cardi B was on the MTV show, right? Isn't that where she was found? Like,
was she on that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look it up. She was on like...
Catfish?
No.
I don't know what MTV show.
Like Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, okay.
Or I Love New York or one of those shows.
Oh, yeah, Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, she was one of those like random cast of reality
really?
Show.
Mm-hmm.
Brie Larson.
Okay, I'm interested here.
Have you seen that movie?
I've seen The Avengers, yes. And I've seen Captain Marvel.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Captain Marvel. She was born Brienne de Saulniers, but no one could pronounce it, which I probably didn't either. So when she was 9, she changed her name, and Larson was from her favorite American girl doll, Kirsten Larson.
Oh.
You know what? Bobby Bones, that's more of a thing than Raging Idiots. I don't know why I didn't start with that.
It's true.
My real name is Bobby, but my real last name's not Bones, and I would have never picked Bones.
That wasn't your
name.
I think
it's a stupid name. Eddie, I'm still embarrassed about it sometimes.
Dude, it's your name, though.
But if it's somebody new and I meet, I'm like, I have to tell them I'm Bobby Bones.
Yep.
Because I feel like a pirate or a porn star. It's so stupid. But I am... It was given to me. My program director, Kevin Cruz, in Hot Springs, Arkansas, as a teenager, said, hey, you got to go on the air and you have to have a name. So you have Bobby Z or Bobby Bones. And I thought Bobby Z sounded kind of like, there was a wrestler named the Z-Man.
Yeah.
Him and Brian Pillman used to wrestle together. And then there was, and I was like, Bobby Bones at least sounds like a person. I thought Bobby Z sounded like a medication or something.
Out of the two, for sure you go Bones.
Yeah, but it's weird though. And I think someone wrote this in an article about me once, for someone who prides themselves on authenticity, I use a fake name. But I don't say it's my real name. I don't hide behind it.
It's true.
And I couldn't shake it because everywhere I went was connected to the last place. But when I was in Little Rock, I started doing voice tracking in Austin. Austin, I started syndicating the show around the country, and then it was just a thing.
But before then, weren't you Bobby the Barbarian?
I was the Bob Man on college
radio.
Oh,
the Bob. Bobby the Bob. Bobby the Bob.
Well, more like the Bart Man.
Okay.
From The Simpsons. I was the Bob Man. And when I was a kid, I was Bobby the Barbarian.
And Kevin Cruz didn't like Bob Man?
I didn't either. I'm glad I didn't stay. Whoopi Goldberg. She was born Karen Elaine Johnson, but she wanted a fun name. And she goes, hey, if you get a little gassy, you just got to let it go. So people say, you're like a whoopee cushion, and that's where it came from. That's a fun name, Whoopi.
I mean, that's really how everyone will – I mean, she stood out because her name was Whoopi Goldberg. That was a great move on her part.
Yeah, and she was also super funny.
She was
old
funny.
School.
A good actress.
Lord.
L-O-R-D-E.
Listen to this. This is Lord's name. Ella Maria Lanny Yellick O'Connor.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. So she went the opposite and just did Lord.
Yeah, I get that.
She wanted a name that had grandeur to it. With Lord, you know what? Lord today is Billie Eilish. Because when Lord came out, Lord was that kid who was making crazy music and everyone was like, oh, this is crazy. You know, Lord's a teenager.
And she acted weird.
And now that's Billie Eilish now. Which I listen to Billie Eilish stuff all the time, and I feel kind of creepy because she's like 17.
Yeah.
But she makes good music.
It's good.
I've only heard the one you've played, but I love it. And it does remind me of her, of Lord.
It was just the being really young. Mm-hmm. But Lord really hasn't done a lot, huh?
She hasn't put out an album since like a couple years ago?
Miley Cyrus.
Not her real name? The Miley part.
Yeah. I think it was because she was smiley. Is that why? Yeah, constant smiling as a baby. So I think one of her siblings called her, tried to call her Smiley, but it came out Miley.
Oh, wow.
So Miley Cyrus, and she legally changed her name in 2008 from Destiny Hope to Miley Ray.
Destiny Hope.
Destiny Hope was her name.
Destiny Cyrus could have totally worked, too.
Yeah, I mean.
She was a Ray as well.
Mm-hmm. She's a Ray now.
Right, I mean, Billy Ray, Destiny Ray.
She was Destiny Hope.
Oh, okay. I got
now
you.
She's Miley Ray.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg.
Ooh, yes, I do know this one.
Calvin Brodus.
That's it. Now bounce to this.
Any reason why they would call him Snoop Dogg?
Well, Calvin's not very tough, and at that point, he needed to be that tough guy.
He got it way before he was a gangster.
Oh, he did?
And his family thought he looked like Snoopy.
That's terrible.
Uh-huh.
I guess a little hunchback.
So they called him Snoop. I hear it. You know who that is?
Yeah. That's Ice Cube.
LL Cool J.
Dang it.
His real name is James Todd Smith.
Ladies love.
Ladies love what?
That's Cool J, LL, right?
His name is James Todd Smith, so do it.
James Todd Smith to LL Cool J. James Todd Smith. I don't know.
Ladies love Cool James.
Oh, Cool James. That's
LL
it.
LL Cool J. Yeah. You know who this is? I'm so
fancy. Yeah. Izzy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea.
Dang it.
Izzy, that's the
You're getting
drink.
Me with those pop stars, man.
Iggy was her dog's name, and Azalea was the street name that her family lived on. And everyone knows that those two things are how you pick your porn name on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
And so she just picked it. She claims that Iggy came from people accidentally calling her by her pet's name. But the porn name game is always, what's your dog's name, and then what's the street? Because my name would be Dusty Mountain View.
Yeah.
Which is, it works as a porn name.
Totally does.
Yeah. Hi, totally I'm Dusty. Does. Dusty Mountain View.
Mine's Coachella Second Street. Not a great porn name.
No, not really. For a few weeks now, I've been reminding you that Mother's Day is fast approaching. Now, it's just days away. So, 1-800-Flowers is here to help you pick out a gorgeous bouquet that'll show her she's loved. 1-800-Flowers has amazing offers on beautiful Mother's Day bouquets and arrangements starting at $29.99. With this amazing selection of sweets, treats, and bouquets, 1-800-Flowers has everything you need for Mother's Day. Mother's Day bouquets and arrangements starting at $29.99 is an amazing offer, but you have to order today. So make sure you lock in the offer. Only good while supplies last. You're going to love it after you've chosen your gorgeous bouquet arrangement. Simply pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest, but you need to get on it right now. Trust 1-800-Flowers to help make mom feel loved. 1-800-Flowers.com to order a beautiful, vibrant Mother's Day bouquet starting at $29.99. 1-800-Flowers.com/bones. Order today and save. 1-800-Flowers.com/bones. Lady Gaga. We're far from the shallow now. In the shallow. She said her music producer, Rob, who also was her boyfriend at the time, was the first to call her Gaga because her voice style reminded of the song Radio Gaga from
which
Queen.
No, which one's that one?
Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga. They play, you know that song?
No, I don't.
They played it even in Bohemian Rhapsody.
So I still haven't seen that movie.
Oh, you haven't?
Mm-mm.
You would like it.
Yeah, you say I would because we're music nerds.
You wouldn't like it because you're a music nerd.
Oh.
Because you'd get mad they skip over a lot of stuff.
Oh.
But if you just sit back and watch the movie, you
I've heard they
like
kind
it.
Of like just make it look like it was an overnight success.
Just like, hey, we just met.
Yeah.
We're going on the BBC. What? We're playing a stadium. And then they get into
right.
stuff. But as far as the movie goes, I think you would like it. Okay, how about this one here? Let's do Black Eyed Peas. Let's see. I got a feeling. Ooh, ooh, Black Eyed Peas.
Will I Am?
Taboo. So they chose it because it was a name that was soulful, like their music. And I remember the Black Eyed Peas before they even had Fergie. The Black Eyed Peas would do songs and bring people on. First of all, they'd be themselves, but they had a song with Macy Gray called like Telephone. See if you can find that. It's like Telephone or Call Me Up or something. And then Fergie joined.
Request Line.
Oh, that's it. Request Line, yeah.
You were right around it.
And then Fergie joined the group, and they blew up when Fergie joined the group.
Yeah. I got a feeling.
Ooh, ooh.
Do you ever see that picture of Fergie, like, peeing her pants on stage?
Uh-uh.
It was like, it was a viral thing where they said like, oh yeah, Fergie, like, and they showed the shot and it was like she peed her pants. But I was wondering if that was real or not.
Did she have to pee real bad or was she drunk? Or
that was just, the story was just that she had peed on stage.
Have you seen Sha-la-la-lo?
Yeah, Stars Born.
Where he pees all over himself.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible. That part's terrible. How awkward was it watching that?
It's
Didn't you
tough.
Just feel bad for him?
There are cringeworthy things. I was watching The Office last night, and which I've seen a thousand times. Have you seen The Office?
Which episode?
The one where they're doing the
I cringe a lot, The Office.
I know, but it's one where they're doing the play, and the play is the guy who does the cutting hair, and he chops at people. My mind's escaping me. But
Mm-mm.
Andy's on stage, and somebody's cell phone's going off in the theater, and it turns out it's his.
Oh.
It's so cringeworthy.
I just feel like every time Michael Scott opens his mouth, it's cringeworthy.
So cringeworthy. Okay. Bowling Pursuit.
Oh, wow.
Old school.
Old school.
I used to think they were so cool. I remember I had Jared's cell phone number, the lead singer, and I was like, this is the most famous person I'm ever going to meet in my life.
Did they live in Texas?
They lived in like Denton, or they lived in Dallas.
Okay.
Maybe like Dallas.
Denton.
Yeah.
Denton.
Yeah.
So how did you get his number? Was it like, hey, bud?
He gave it to me.
Really?
Yeah. Are they still a band?
Yeah.
Are they? Husband's a CPA. They were inspired by Steve Martin's bowling for beep SHIT routine from his 1979 comedy album Wild and Crazy Guy. And so Bowling for Soup came from Bowling for Sh.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Bowling for Sh.
Eminem.
Ooh.
Kamikaze crashing into everything. You beat me, Islamic Nazi. That means there is no such
thing.
We just talked about
and
this.
This one's so easy, but I don't think a lot of people know. So Eminem. Why is Eminem's name Eminem?
It's his favorite candy, obviously.
Think about it, really.
His name is Marshall Mathers. M and M.
There it is. Marshall Mathers. Two letters M. M and M.
That's
it. Spell it differently. It's spelled M and E.
Dang, that's simple.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that he didn't just do M and M. I guess he couldn't because it's probably a huge trademark and copyright on that. Meatloaf. What's this dude's deal? Tell me about Meatloaf.
The rocker got his name Meat when he was just 4 days old because his skin was so red and his dad said he looked like 9.5 pounds of ground chuck.
Huh.
And so they'd always call him Meat. And then his vocal coach was like, I think we're just going to call you Meatloaf. Loaf is such a gross word.
It is gross.
Any loaf is...
Like a loaf of bread is gross to you?
I think like, just meat loaf. I don't like
the word loaf. And he got bones. He was told what his name was going to be.
You did ask about Sting. He gained his nickname after his habit of wearing a black and yellow sweater with hood stripes.
Oh, cool. Like a bee.
Mm-hmm. Like a bee. He'd look like a bee. So they call him Sting.
That's a cool story. Just something simple like, hey, you look like a bee. I'm going to call you Sting. That's like what people do with their friends.
Spice Girls.
Ooh. Is it? You can do all of them? I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really
want. So tell me what you no. want, what you really, really want. Because I think all of them are easy. Baby Spice looks like a baby. She looks like a...
And she would suck on a pacifier.
Jerry Halliwell says she came up with the idea for the name Spice after an aerobics class.
Jerry was Ginger?
Yes. And then Girls, because there was already a group named Spice. So they went with Spice Girls.
Gosh,
the Spice already happened.
What a smack. Like, they were just humongous.
Yeah.
What
you think about that? This K-pop group, BTS.
They're humongous.
Yeah.
Like, crazy
and
big.
And Mike D and I were talking about it, and I don't get it. But I'm not supposed to get it.
But what don't you get?
They sing in Korean.
Right?
I don't know what they're saying.
Well, I feel like this is a testament to where, like, there's much more than the United States in English.
This is blowing up in the United States.
I know, but for the first time, because you know
from
what?
English speakers that don't speak Korean.
I think it's cool because for the most part, they get what we give them. You know, it's like, ooh, the American music or even like the British music gets big and then the whole world likes it. In this case, for the first time, we're listening to something we don't even understand and we're liking it.
I'm agreeing that it's cool.
Yeah. Like Macarena.
Again, it's so rare that a song comes out that's not English that I can feel. I need to hear it over and over, like, Despacito.
Yeah, but even then, Bieber does his English
and
part.
Even Macarena, they started to put English words in. They made an English version, too, back then. But. So Halsey sings that part. But BTS is an acronym for Bangtan Synodidin. I don't know. In English, it means Bulletproof Boy Scouts.
Okay.
BTS, when I see it, means behind the scenes.
Ooh.
So some people will do a hashtag BTS, and I'm thinking they're talking about the Korean group, but it's like behind the scenes.
Oh, that's just another word. I got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
I don't know the words. And I had a friend who wrote that song.
That's crazy.
Who wrote that K-pop she wrote the massive song.
Melody up to it?
And some of the lyrics.
That's crazy.
Didn't even know she wrote it. She did it randomly, and they came back and like, you're on the song. You did this. She's like, that's what that was? Yeah, it's crazy.
So how long do you think they stay?
For a long time,
you think?
I assume. And yeah, I mean, like boy bands. It's fad. But 5 years, 3-4 years.
Okay, that's a good life for that.
And there are like other ones, like Blackpink is a girl group. Yeah. Are they K-pop?
I think so, yeah.
So there's a lot of them.
So K-pop is like a Korean pop genre.
Mm-hmm. J-pop.
Is it Japanese?
Wouldn't it
is
be?
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
He's like, just make it now. Yeah, that's what it's called, J-pop.
Yeah. Obviously, you have P-pop.
Yeah, Puerto Rican and Filipino.
J-pop is a thing.
It is a thing. How about Nirvana? What do you think about that?
Okay. I don't know. I have no idea where that would have come from.
Kurt Cobain wanted a name that he wanted. It to be beautiful or nice and pretty instead of mean, raunchy punk name like the Angry Samoans. And before they became Nirvana, they were known as Skid Row, Fecal Matter, and Ted Ed Fred.
Mm.
Skid Row, that's already a name.
It was, like an 80s band. What about Fecal Fred? Was that ever?
Nirvana was sued by a British. No, that's our next band.
Yeah. Bobby Bones and the Fecal Fred.
Nirvana was sued by a British psych pop rock band with the same name. They had been active since 1965. The two bands reached a settlement in court, and the British Nirvana seized on the opportunity, releasing a tongue-in-cheek psychedelic cover of Nirvana's hit Come As You Are. And that was a thing.
I mean, I'm sure they were watching MTV, and they're just like, yeah, let's just give up on this one, boys.
Well,
they got us.
They had bigger lawyers. You know, richer you are, the bigger lawyers you have.
Ooh, the Cranberries. Yeah.
Originally named the Cranberries Saw Us... The rumor is they got the name from the last two lines of John Lennon's Strawberry Fields.
Strawberry Fields Forever?
I don't know. I don't know what the last...
trying to think what the last line of that is.
Strawberry Fields is. Is there anybody in country music that doesn't use their name?
Yeah. Oh, you can explain the Thomas Rhett one.
Oh, that's his real first and middle name.
Because the first time I heard it, his wife was just like, yeah, this is what I call him. And I was like, why do you call him that? And they're like, that's because that's his real name.
So Thomas Rhett... That's what people call him as his first name. His real name is Thomas Red Akins. His dad is Red Akins. And so because of Red Akins and the confusion there and also the Ched Akins and the Rodney Akins.
Yes.
And they were like, we're just going to call you Thomas Red. Now, that being said, nobody calls Thomas Red Thomas because his name is Thomas Red. It'd be like Amanda Joe.
Sure. Peggy Sue.
Anybody like that. So, I know... Thomas Rhett a little bit. I just call him TR because that's what everybody calls him because he wants to say Thomas Rhett.
Yeah. Thomas Rhett, his wife, that's how his wife calls him.
But that's his first name to people, mm-hmm. Thomas Rhett. And so it's not his first and last name. And if anyone's like, hey, have you seen Thomas? I'm like, oh, they must not know him.
Yes.
Because if you know him, you know his name's actually Thomas Rhett.
Yeah. Who else? Luke Bryan, is he?
Yeah, that's not Luke's name. And Dirk Bentley is not Dirk.
Right. It's Fred?
Frederick.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they try to keep these under wraps and like just kind of like, let's see how long it goes before people
nowadays.
Find out what it is.
No, back in the day you could have.
Luke is Thomas.
So Thomas that was just a nickname, then, mm-hmm. huh? Like more than a stage name.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought that'd be a fun little one to do today.
That is fun. Thanks, man. I learned more than I contributed, so thank you.
Well, that was all just to come in and learn.
Yeah. Good.
Check out the Sore Losers. Thank you. And that's gonna wrap up this episode. I think Jay DeMarcus of Rascal Flatts coming by next week. Or soon.
And he just has a book out, right?
Yeah, and I think one part of it, he revealed that he gave up a kid for adoption.
Yeah.
So heavy stuff.
Dude, that might be, you might get into some deep stuff there.
Yeah. I mean, I get into deep stuff all the time. Check out Get Real with, the deep crap.
No, I get it.
Check out the John Party one, which is great. We have Morgan Evans coming by soon. And other podcasts to check out, Get Real with Caroline Hobby. She talks to the wives and fiancés of country artists. Luke Combs' fiance was on. Tatiana Hauser was on. Randy Hauser's wife. Wife, right? They're married. Four Things with Amy Brown, Velvet's Edge, and The Sore Losers, all podcasts on the Nashville Podcast Network. Thank you so much. And I hope you like this one. I know it was only half an hour or so, a little less than that, but I thought that was pretty fun. A little knowledge bomb dropped on you there. All right, have a good one, everybody.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.